This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode... This is actually episode 13 of the Afternoon Programming Podcast. It's your boy, L. I'm here, and today I have a really special guest. I'm telling you, like, every episode, the guests just get better and better and better. This is actually an old brother of mine, old friend, and, man, we go way back. I think we first, like, linked up or, like, knew of each other, like, what, and was it in college? Mm-mm. Oh, wait, was it before? High school?
Yeah.
Damn.
Definitely high school.
Oh, no. You're right. It was high school. That's right. And so I was in high school from, I know I graduated in 2012. If I remember right. No. 2007. Seven. Ooh. 2007. Sorry. But.
I was going to say.
But 2007. And damn, that's a long ass time. And then ever since high school up until now.
Yeah.
And you know, shit's been crazy. But. Let me stop talking and introduce the homie, one and only Platt G.
Hey, what's good?
For those who don't know about Platt, what would you say? I didn't want to call you like a content creator, but you're like a filmmaker, I would say, in a sense.
I'll mix all of it, both, like, because I create content for a living now. So, yeah.
Got you. Man. Content creator slash filmmaker slash
photographer
slash everything. Just in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Before we continue real quick, do you want to promote anything, your social media or any events or anything, offers or services?
So I'll just say, if you type in Platt Gamma on any platform, you'll find me. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Everything.
Yeah. I try to keep it streamlined, so if you, hey, just type in Platt Gamma.
Platt Gamma.
And you'll find my business page on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on the website and all that now.
Dope. So, yeah. Man, I can remember, so we've known each other for so long, it's been years now, to see the growth to where you're at now. Because I remember, so I moved out here in Atlanta in 2015 or 16, I can't remember, I think it was 2016. And I remember back in the day, you were shooting skits, because that's like one of the main things that you push out now. It's like shooting all these funny ass skits.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy, because I remember we actually were talking about this the other day, how you used to edit on that old white MacBook. It wasn't a MacBook Pro. It was like just a regular MacBook, laptop. Like
the old ones. I had them. That was my graduation gift.
Wow.
At 08. And damn. I had it for like a good 10, 11 years, and it finally died on me.
Damn. Yeah. And then you finally upgraded. And then I remember too, you had that for a little bit because you bought off somebody. And then somebody literally stole the laptop when you were at a Starbucks, right?
At a Starbucks, yep.
And can you break it down? How did it happen? It must have happened like that, like just so quick.
So I was at Starbucks doing what content creators do, which is editing, typing up paperwork. So I'm typing. Well, I'm actually editing a video, so I'm typing on it, and my back is to the wall, and the table is like right here.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm editing the video, some dude just ran up and snatched it.
While
I was typing, and ran out. Well, the craziest part about this story is I went to the bathroom before that, like maybe 5 minutes before, and left my laptop at the table. Came back, it was still there. So then I sat down and started typing. He snatched it and ran off. And you know movies where you see people, they being shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was real. That's real.
Wow.
I was in shock. Like, is this one of my homeboys playing
playing a trick or something?
It wasn't.
Yo, that's crazy. I can't imagine it. Because then my next thought was like, he ran off, took it, jumped in a car, and then, is that what happened? Somebody was waiting for him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Had a getaway car. Like, as soon as I got outside, I seen the back of the car, and then people was like, did he just steal it? Yeah. Why ain't y'all tripping me? What's wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah, that shit is like wild. But you've bounced back now, because now you have another laptop.
Took a year, but yeah.
Yeah, it took a year. I mean, of course, you know, MacBooks ain't cheap, you know? And so, but that shit's crazy. I wanted to ask you, because I don't think I know the answer to this question. And I think for people who don't know, like I said, you do skits and you shoot almost like short films, I would say, eventually. And now you're kind of working your way up to like feature length, I would say.
Try.
No, exactly. That's you're doing it. No, how did you first get into it? Like, what was that? Because as I know you, I'm not going to say too much, but I know before this, you were into music heavy, which you still kind of do nowadays still.
Yes.
But like, you were mostly, it seemed like you were focused on like rap or hip hop. Mm-hmm. And then when did that transition into like shooting videos happen? What was the thing?
So, of course, music was from seventh grade. And I got into video because I couldn't pay anybody to, you know, do the stuff for me. So I started making beats, video, my music videos. That's when I started getting a team.
Yeah.
PPE, like, all that. So I started doing all their content, photo shoots. Like, this all started from high school.
Damn. And,
video is just the thing that's been holding on the longest.
Gotcha. That's crazy, because I think, I don't know if you do it as much now, because I think I haven't asked you, but like, you back in the day too, you said, like you said, you were creating everything for the team that you had. Yeah, and so you, because like you were crazy with like Photoshop and Illustrator, making graphics work.
Oh yeah.
And you were doing that heavy for a while. Eventually, I don't know if you don't still do that anymore, do you?
No, I'm retired. I'm retired.
Because I remember you would make like crazy graphics and you knew everything. I think, was it just burnout that kind of got to you?
Burnout, clients, like just, and I almost got sued one time. That's a whole nother story.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
It was just a lot. But no, I get that. And so, okay, so then eventually you said kind of shooting videos like stayed for the longest compared to like, you know, graphics or doing music. Was there a moment that you were like, okay, do you remember like, I'm going to, you know, keep doing this and pursuing it? Or was it like you're watching movies that kind of inspired you to keep going? Or was there anything that kind of pushed you that way? Or are you just doing it because it was paying the bills?
It's a mix of all the above, really. So I got fired in January from my like 9 to 5. I had that job. So I moved out here in 2017. I didn't have a job for the first 6 months. And then I got the job where I was traveling. So I was doing, I was shooting, you know, stuff here and there with my phone. And then when I got fired, it was like, I can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, I had a plan to eventually quit and do film, but you know, it wasn't happening as fast as I wanted to. So then they let me go. And it's like, well, this is the only thing I can do now. Shoot videos and photography. So, bought the camera. That's when I got back into photography and stuff. So it's just been going up from there.
You know, it's always crazy. I feel like this happened. Well, I mean, it happens to everybody in all walks of life where, you know, you have a plan. You're like, all right, this is the plan. This is like, I'm going to work for a year and then after that I'm going to save up and then I'm going to quit and then move on. But most of the time, sometimes we'll have moments where the opposite happens, where you actually either get let go sooner than you thought or expected. And you kind of, life is like throwing you into like, hey, you got to do this shit now. And that, you just go. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. Like every time I tell people that I got fired, they'd be like, congrats. I'd be like, am I supposed to feel away? Congrats.
Yeah,
it's like, I guess people know what I want to do.
Yeah,
and stuff. So that, I mean, that's cool, but it's still like, all right, man, come on.
It's a little bit, man. People, you know, they say congrats, I guess, after the fact, because you kind of like found your grounding and shit. But like in that moment, like, cause I've been, there've been plenty of times where I had jobs and like they fired me, and I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck am I gonna do now?
Yeah,
you kind of have that little panic, and you kind of have to be like, okay, I guess, you know, I'm skilled at this, so let me try doing this, and then. Yeah.
No, I definitely, so what I did was, as soon as I got the news, I gave myself like 24 hours to like feel like panic, feel sorry, cry.
Oh yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Just so 24 hours smoking, drink. I was in my room by myself, like just smoking a drink and just stressed the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then the next day I was like, all right, where the client said, what's up? What y'all trying to do? Need a photographer. All right, cool. I got you. Let's go.
That's crazy. So then after that happens, now you're like, okay, we got to go all in on this.
Yes.
You're just kind of like, I'm putting my chips all right here.
Yes.
So do you, so then what was like, did you have a plan going in? You were just like, hey, this is what I do, and just throwing the offers out there?
Whatever plan I had in January got thrown out the window when I got fired. I had a good 3 months of rent saved up. Bills. 3 months of bills saved up in my savings.
Yeah.
After that 3 months, you know, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paid.
No, yeah.
It's a struggle. Like, I said something the other day. I was like, I wouldn't wish entrepreneurship on my worst enemy. This is stressful.
It is,
man.
You
know.
I know, definitely.
Like, we do the same things. Like, I know you know.
Man, I was the other day, I was like I feel like people who are in the creative field, you're always kind of like transforming and you're evolving. Yeah, you know, a few months will happen, you'll be like, wow, this is where I'm at. And next thing you know, some more shit will happen. You're like, fuck. Now I got to go through some other shit and just constantly trying to find a way to, one, make money to have a living, you know, paying rent and bills, but then also trying to just like enjoy life, you know, because sometimes you can get caught up where you're constantly working and you don't really get to enjoy anything.
Yeah.
And so luckily, like being like my girl, she's an entrepreneur, I would say.
That's what's
And like she does everything and she kind of goes through the same motions of like, I don't know if this is going to work. Do people even like this type of shit? But obviously with her, I mean, we were able to have this place. It's a nice place.
It's
and
nice.
And
it's
I'm very, like, okay, it's bet.
Very nice.
And so appreciate it. And so now I'm thinking like, for me, I'm like, I hit like, I think a few months ago, I was like, damn, I don't know where the fuck I'm supposed to go now. And just trying out shit, which I mean, I think that's, as long as you're trying, you're going
to
be fine.
I had to start every day.
Yeah.
It don't matter how good things are going. I'm like, well, okay, I just made some money today, but what about tomorrow?
Yeah,
like,
what about tomorrow? What about a month from now? What about?
I will go a week without making nothing and be like, okay. y'all see, I want to go where? I might have to chill.
Man.
Could you cover my tab?
Oh, man. So many moments and so many times like that where, like you said, because being an entrepreneur, being a creative, you know, you'll have moments where you be like, damn, I'm making money. Like, I'm good. And then you'll have sometimes. The moments like, yeah, sometimes. And then other times you'll be like, shit, I ain't made shit in 2 weeks.
I'm 2 weeks.
Bruh.
And at the end, it's been funny because the past maybe 2 months, I didn't make my money till like the end of the month.
Wow. It's crazy. Talk about, bro, that's like panic inducing right there.
But I don't allow myself to panic because as soon as I do that, I got anxiety. So
yeah, I feel
that, like, as soon as I start panicking, my anxiety would affect, like, you know, flare up and then I can't work while I'm in that state.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't panic, you know, like, things are going to happen. Like, every time I get ready to start panicking, I get a call like, hey, can you come film such and such? Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the invoice. pay that right now.
Would you say probably like one of the biggest things for you that's helped you, like, I guess, get clients or, you know, just seeing, I guess, people being able to like book you is like that? Because it sounds like that's you're good at networking.
And yes. I don't promote my business at all.
Exactly.
Like, I don't at all.
It's almost as if like you're one of the few people that that I think is like, it's kind of like my girl. So like for me, for example, let me put myself in there. It's like when it comes to me making sample packs where I'm like trying to sell these things, I'm thinking of it like, okay, but let me market this. Let me run some ads on this that. Yeah. Whereas like maybe you or my girl, they're like, no, I just post it and then people come to me.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, so essentially I didn't move to Atlanta to be a filmmaker that accepted clients. Like, the end goal is to make feature films. So,
of course, make what you want to make.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I'm doing this just because I need to pay bills right now. That's really the only reason I do these events.
Yeah.
And then the network, too.
Of course.
I get to meet people, so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
But eventually, I want to wean myself off of doing, like, events and weddings and stuff like that and get straight to... All right, I got this feature film. We got a budget. Let's go.
Exactly. You got investors who are like, yeah, yes. I want to invest in you.
Yeah, that
seems like that's a goal, definitely, because I think also being a creative, one of the things that you hate is being told what to create and how to create it. That's like one of the big no-nos. And so, like, I hate that a lot, especially, like, I think, which I don't do it as much anymore. I mean, I just did it recently for a mutual friend of ours, do weddings. Like, I don't like doing weddings.
For real?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I hate doing weddings. But because most of the time, that's like a real tense time for some people. And most of the time, they're you know, whether it be the bride or groom, they're like, hey, this shit got to be perfect. And you're like, all right, just let me work.
Listen.
Yeah.
Don't put that pressure on me. you hired me because you seen my work. That's why I be wanting to tell for like, you hired me because you seen my work. You didn't just hire me to create your vision point blank.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm going to give you the camera.
Exactly.
You know, you could do it. But
no, definitely. Definitely. I think, too, because I used to do events, too, but then I stopped because I got worn out. Events.
Good job.
For people who don't know, event photography and videography, I tell you, man, it just kills your soul little by little.
Yes.
It just drains you.
I'm doing one tonight.
Oh, man. Well, good luck to you, bro. Because what it is like, you have the person who hires you and they're like, hey, I need you to get this. They have almost like a shot list of stuff. They're like, make sure you capture this. Yeah. Or yeah, they'll be like, they don't give you any guidance.
Just and you're do like, your thing. All right.
Exactly. And luckily, like me, when I was doing events, I was like, I would always be like, hey, what's the schedule? Like, where are the people coming in, or where is, you know, speakers coming in, and so on and so forth, so I could be ready.
Usually
if they're good about it, they'll tell you where everything's going. But it's just a lot, man. And then after that, sometimes depending, I guess, on the person, sometimes pay's not even that great. It's like, okay.
We don't really have a budget, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you could come in, you could eat.
Oh my God! Yeah,
could you stay for this amount of time, and we'll take care of for $200? Can you $200?
I'm telling you right now, y'all need to have a budget. It needs to be good budget. People need to take care of their creatives, because if you make sure the creatives taken care of, they're gonna want to do the work. They're gonna want to do all that stuff.
I'm gonna go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't order pictures. I'm probably gonna take pictures too.
Exactly. It's you take care of us, we take care of you.
Exactly.
It's that simple. Because exactly. I remember, I think it was two events that made me be like, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I remember it was one event. It was actually a hotel here in Atlanta.
Okay.
It was in the Buckhead area. That's all I'll say.
You ain't tell me about this.
No. So it was an event where there was this popular singer that everybody knows. She was talking. And it's an R&B singer. She's very popular. The hotel hired me to photograph the event, right?
Okay.
So I took pictures. It was like a good time. And I took over, I think, like 300 photos. Okay. And I sent them like a good 200. You know, yeah. Because most of the time I like to be, you know, generous to where they're like, wow, you gave us a lot of content, such. And so I was like, fine. But the person, kind of like what you said earlier, they hired me because they saw like my style. You know, they liked my style.
Yes.
So then there came a time after I sent him, he was like, I don't like this style. And I'm like, well, why'd you hire me in the first place?
They really said that?
They really said that.
Nah.
And then afterwards, who was under the hotel, tried to finesse me and be like, well, you know what? We'll take the photos, but would you do another event for free?
Nah. How does that make sense?
It don't make sense. It does not make sense, because he was trying to kind of finesse his way into like guilting me, be like, hey, this isn't what we wanted. And then I had to tell him, like, look, you saw my style. I sent you my portfolio. I sent you everything. If you didn't want that, why'd you even talk to me?
You can't guilt me.
Exactly. And I told him, I was like, I'm not doing that.
Any clients out there, you cannot guilt us, because we don't give a fuck about your project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Exactly.
We care when you take care of us, but if we feel like you not like in our corner, look, I'll just snap. Like, I'm not even putting my artistic eye in this. I'm just
exactly. All
right, here you go.
Exactly. And so that happened, and that was like the first one, and I was like, yeah, I don't like this. I do not this anymore. And then it kind of messed it up for me. And then I think there was another event. I'm not gonna say the event because I know the people behind the event.
Real discreet.
Yeah, real discreet. But there was another event, and I kind of started to notice of like late. Like sometimes I would just agree to things because I'm like, whatever. It's gonna help me make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that'll fuck you up if you're not careful. Yep. And so then I was just like, when you agree to things, even though you know you don't want to do them, you don't do them in a good mood. And then when you're asked for like extra shit, you kind of don't. You get kind of a little upset. You're just like, man, I'm tired of this shit. So I did this other event thing or whatever. And then I did it. Photos came out great. They're amazing. And then like the people were like, hey, would you come back next month or something like that? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Listen, even though my bills need to get paid, I still say no.
Yeah.
Like the certain things. So I had recently, it was somebody who didn't. Okay, so this is a person who they was looking for a budget to, you know, sponsor the event to film it.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted me to do video. Now this person real cool. This is another example. this person is real cool. I've been wanting to work with her for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted me to do video, and I didn't like that. She came back, was like, oh, we don't have a budget. Well, I was like, all right, well, I don't know if I can do that. But I was like, since I wanted to work with her, I was like, I'll come do pictures. Cause mm-hmm. For me, pictures is easy.
It's way easier than video.
I can get them to you the next day.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I did. Uh-huh. So I will work with people that I want to work with.
Of course.
You know, but if it's somebody out the blue that I don't know, that's hit me up talking about we ain't got no budget, I don't know you, bro. Yeah. Like, it's kind of bad for you right
no,
now.
No, exactly.
And that's happened plenty of times.
Plenty of times. And it's so funny how people act, or like businesses act, when they're like, we don't have a budget. And then you tell them no. They're like, huh? You don't want to work? They almost get upset at you.
Don't guilt me.
I know.
It's not going to work because I don't care.
Exactly. And it's funny because I'll say this too for like creatives, really in anything, make sure the price that you give to people is the price that you're happy with. Like, that's what you will make you happy with doing the thing.
That's why I always ask, what's your budget first?
You see, and you got to sometimes, like, what I would always do is I always say, hey, this is my price. And then what ends up happening is that people will go, well, that's a little bit out of the budget. And then be like, okay, well, what is your budget?
And then
you kind of let it know before, it's like, hey, it costs to get me to come out here and to do these things. Yeah. And so, because there was actually a client that I had recently that I was doing a little shoot for. And I was like, hey, these are my prices. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, that's a little too expensive. And I'm like, I just told them straight up. I was like, hey, I get it. It's, you know, if it's out of your budget, that's fine. But well, come to me when it is in your budget. Because I'm not, for me to be happy to do this.
You're nicer than me. I get attitude like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
No, it's just because I understand some people, sometimes I'm like, we'll save up for it. Like, you know, we save up for all these, like, you know, new iPhones and new things for the house or the car or whatever. Well, if this is important, then you should, you know, be able to pay. Whew. You know, how important is it to people?
Or just hire somebody that's cheaper.
Exactly. And then, but you're going to get that cheaper product.
Yep.
Like,
exactly.
It's not going to be, that's going to be as good. Do you remember, I wanted to ask you, because you said you moved out here in 2017?
Yeah, on New Year's. So
we
drove New Year's Eve 2016, and mm-hmm. we was in bed by New Year's Day.
Damn.
So, yeah, a little bit after you then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I had moved here, I think it is 2016, so I've only been here for 5 years. And so that's crazy, because, yeah, I do remember you moving in, because you and shout out to A. Lee.
Yep.
Moved in into that old spot in a cluster where we used to live in Marl.
Down the street. Down the street. Hey, I need some sugar. You got some milk? Down that close.
But when you, so when you got into, like, okay, now this is what you're doing as far as like doing content for businesses or people, whatever. Mm. Do you remember the first event that you did?
Mm.
Or like the first project that you took on?
Oh, okay. So when I first started doing event videos, they was all for free. And I did that because I was shooting on my phone.
Okay.
And I just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm just shooting my experience. So I do that. And then I put the video together and then post it on my page. I didn't really send it to the client or nothing.
You just kind of like maybe tag them hey, I did this.
I tagged them. And it wasn't like, I wasn't thinking of creating a business, like doing video for events and stuff. It just happened.
Exactly. It just happened. Yeah,
folks start seeing the video and it was like, hey, can you come do this for us? Okay, cool. So I had to figure out like what my price would be. Like, I had to start from scratch.
Wow. That's crazy. For people who are listening who are like wanting to get into, I guess, this side of the industry, it's like you were literally creating videos on your phone.
Yeah.
Do you remember what iPhone you had?
This one is the I don't know, lost count on what numbers the iPhones are.
We're on, I think, 13 now.
So that's the one that just came out?
That just came out. So before
this is the 12, so that was the 11.
Okay, so you were shooting them on an iPhone 11.
X. No, X. Shit, 10. 10? Listen, one of them phones.
I say that to say, because sometimes creative people or like photographers, videographers feel like, I need to get that expensive ass camera or Red. You don't need that shit, really. No. I mean, you kind of remind me of, I don't know if you know, there's this photographer, her name is Swopes, and she's from Chicago, but lives in New York right now, but she started doing photography with her phone.
Yeah.
And then eventually, once she like built up like a name for herself, and then she bought like a real camera and stuff. But the photos that she was taking on her phone were like crazy. People were like, "What camera did you use?" She's like, "I just used my iPhone." It was like an iPhone 10 or something like that.
Yeah, you know your settings. That's all that matters.
Man, that's what I be telling people. If you know like your equipment, like the back of your hand, and you just like know how to use it, and know like what would bring out the best of it, but nobody can touch you. Like
exactly. And they were sold. What you shooting my phone? What? Yeah, I know my settings.
Exactly. Do you remember the first, because I think now, I guess, would you say like now you're on a regular basis or every so often you're getting like to cover events and stuff like that?
Every week.
Damn. Built up a relationship with people and everything.
These are all relationships I built when I was shooting with my phone.
Wow.
And those relationships turned to referrals. And like, hey, this dude, he does this. Or people see my skits and expect something crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go to these events. My goal is to meet at least one, network with at least one person. At least like make one connection.
Gotcha.
And that'll just grow into, because like I said, I don't promote.
Yeah, exactly. All, you just post the content that you make.
Yeah.
That's it. And you don't go, hey, go to book me, and you just post it. But that's like a good thing, because I mean, I definitely get that. And that's like one thing that I'm trying to, I guess, learn, because most of them, part of me is like, hey, you know, come buy this from me, versus like just being like, this is out.
I mean, so you, like I said, we do the same things, but then you have branches where like you make beats, and, the beat pack. So I understand promoting marketing the beat packs, like definitely market those. But in terms of events and photography, like I don't feel like we should have to like constantly. I be seeing photographers do like sales, like bundle packs. I'm like, what's the? No offense to nobody, but
I get it. But like, I think that's a good thing the way that you do it, because like I tell, like I'm trying to do that more with my photography, because you know I've done like my clientele for like the people I've shot is like crazy, like as far as like artists and hip hop industry and shit.
I'm trying to get to young level. Listen, and this dude the real deal.
Because like I've worked on like so many things, like and my experience is like, it's when I always forget. Talk sometimes.
Talk your shit.
I always forget the experience, because like, so I've worked with West Side Gun. I don't think people can see. There's this photo I took of West Side Gun for his Supreme Blientele.
Yeah.
And I got this as far, because he was doing prints, and so I got one. That's and he just dropped another one that I shot for his latest album. And I've worked with Big Crit. I've worked with T.I. I've worked with Gucci, Zaytoven, all these people. And so now, but like what I did was I have my website with my portfolio and stuff. And like now I'm like, I'm charging the prices. I'm like, look, I got experience in this game. And so y'all got to pay like money for me to come out, because I've worked with all these people. Can't remember where the fuck this was going. But I was saying all that to say that I think the way that you, I know what it is. The way that you go about like just posting your content, you in a way are basically an artist, like a painter would be.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly it.
And so you kind of just like, look, these are the things that I've created and I've done, and you put them out there. And then it just so happens that people will be like, I really like his style. And then they might DM you or email you and you do it that way, versus like telling people, hey, here I am, open for business.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like those type people, they actually want to do it. I do it because I need to pay my bills.
Yeah.
It's a difference. You
know? No, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, so like it's interesting, because I think like the way that you kind of get your business is, like you said, it's like an artist. And I admire that, because that's like crazy, because my girl does it that way, where
fire.
She just like as you can, people can't see this wall, but I know they've seen it like in previous videos or something, but she has all her art posted up here, and she kind of does that in a way for her Instagram. She'll post posters that she's created, like some of these, and then you can go to her website and you can buy one if you wanted to. And so I kind of think that what I want to do with like my photography, because I think what I'm learning is one thing about videography is most of the time, I think for the early years, I did everything myself, just like you know, shot it, edited it, did any adjustments, added all the graphics or whatever you need to.
Yeah.
And then after a while, that kind of wears on you. You're like, bro, I'm taking like so many roles on.
Yep.
And I realized that I think one role that I enjoy the most is like video editing. I actually enjoy it because like,
good to know.
Yeah. So, cause I actually have somebody, a friend who I'm on retainer for her and I edit her videos for like YouTube and stuff. And like, I make sure it looks good. I always just give notes to like the person who shoots is like, hey, make sure you kind of shoot it like this. Cause I know how it needs to be shot in order for it to look great. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, just make sure you do this, get a shot of this, this or whatever. And then that way, when it comes to me, I can bring it out even more and just make it look, you know, amazing put together.
Very good to know. We might have to talk after this podcast. Yep.
But yeah, so that's crazy. So then would you say that, do you lean more towards photography or videography, or is it kind of like a mixture of both that you kind of enjoy doing?
So both for different reasons. Photography is, I probably say it's more fun, but I lean on photography for client related stuff.
Okay.
Video, that's me. Like like I said, I want to be a feature filmmaker. So I lean to video for my personal stuff and then the skits and all that.
Yeah.
I hate doing videos for clients. Hate it, but I do it to pay bill because everybody wants video. Photography really fun on both ends. Sometimes I just have most time I have my camera on me and I just take random pictures to send it just because I feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you my friend, you probably done got some pictures.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I know you've sent me a bunch.
Yeah.
Just like we were in the studio the other day, creating, you're like, and then I knew you had the camera in there, but I wasn't thinking too much. And you're like, hey, here are the pictures. Yeah.
So, I'm a sniper. Like I like the type of pictures I like to take are candids and off guards.
Yeah.
Like I hate posed pictures. I do them, but I like natural.
You like real life.
Yeah. I like real life.
That makes sense. Yeah. I like a mixture of both. Cause I think I remember when I was on tour with Crit, like I would try to capture a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Because
you need a mixture.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I think it's like, during those times, I was like, I want people to see, you know, not just Crit, but Justin Scott.
Yeah.
That's his real name. And so, but
yep.
I was like, I want people to see him and see that this is behind the, you know, the lights and shit, that he's actually a real cool ass dude. Yep. And he's like real chill down to earth. And so, it's dope to like catch that essence and everything. Do you have any influences like in the industry, like as far as like filmmakers or maybe like other people who do it on social media?
I know you was a big influence, especially with photography.
I'll pay you 50 afterwards, but no.
he did not pay me to say that. No, when you started like shooting, like going on tour and stuff, this is before I was like heavy into photography. And I was like, damn, look at dude. Like I know this dude personally and he out here on tour, like taking pics of artists.
Man, for a living. What's crazy is I remember the first time going back to Crit. It was crazy. It almost felt like everything lined up because the first stop on that tour was Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ooh, I remember you telling me. Yep.
Bruh. Yep, like, yep. So we're from Arkansas. Yeah, and so like Little Rock is like the capital. And like we performed on the River Market. And I'm like, bro, I grew up here. And like, you know, all my friends are back home right here. And it was crazy to get the position to go on tour with them.
Yeah.
And then also to come back. And then we had like, I had homies who came out and stuff like that. And then they were like, yo, that shit's crazy. It almost felt like I was a hero coming back in a way.
It all, like every time I go back home, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, man, you out here. So entrepreneurs in Atlanta, like we be doing so much stuff and like we discredit ourselves when we go back home.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, what's that syndrome?
Imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome. Yeah. I feel that all the time.
Man.
Because my family think I'm just.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my bank account.
Like, and like, damn, it's not.
It's not. But we got to be more kind to ourselves.
Of course. Like, it's funny you say that because actually I was having something with that yesterday where I was like, man, I ain't done shit.
Yeah.
And then my girl was like, you've done a lot of shit. She's like, you've done a lot and worked with so many people. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh shit, that's right. I did do this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just like the journey is crazy that like I said, what happens is life, a lot of shit starts to happen. And then you kind of, instead of looking at everything, you get this tunnel vision where you're like, okay, I got to pay these bills. Yep. I got to make sure I do this, go to this event, edit this. And you kind of forget that to take a step back and look at everything you've done so far.
That's good. You have a girl that'll like snap you out of it.
No, exactly. Cause I think it was the other day. And then like randomly I'll remember things that I've done and I'll be like, oh wait, I did do that. Like I remember when I first moved to Atlanta, shout out to my homeboy, Smitty. He's a producer. And I remember I got real cool with him. And then like one of my first big shoots was I was on a music video set with him and, CeeLo Green.
Nice.
Okay. And we were actually at CeeLo's house and he was like, he lived in like a dope little, he actually lived near where we used to live. He actually lived near there.
Oh,
he had okay. a big plot of land and he had this house. And, I got to shoot and like capture these amazing photos. And I remember I impressed him because, of course, he didn't know who I was.
Yeah,
he just saw me with a camera. And then like I had in between like takes of a music video they were shooting, I took photos of him and I posed him. And then like there was a video model in the video and I posed them both. And then I edited like the photo in like 10 minutes. And I was like, bet. And then,
Smart. Yeah.
And I had asked for his email. And at first he was like, I ain't going to give my email. He was like, can you talk to my manager. And then also,
I hate when they say it. I want to talk to you.
But then I showed the photo that I edited to the artist that was in the video too. And he was like, you just did that. I was like, yeah. And then he was like, CeeLo, come look at this shit. He just did this. He's like, you just did that. And then he was like, let me give you my email. And so
that's how it be. I had plenty of situations that happened like that where I'm trying to, hey, I did this. And like, they don't really pay attention until maybe after I post it and I tag them or one of their friends see it, then they, oh, hey, what you trying to come work? I've been trying to tell you. I get it. They get a bunch of people.
Of course.
Coming up to them. So
everybody's talking like they the truth. But, you know, there's a lot of people who kind of got other motives behind it.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to see the work first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, all right, okay, I guess I'll give you a chance.
Exactly.
I get it.
No, definitely. Do you have any, like, advice for other creatives that are like in this industry that'll help them as far as like I guess longevity goes and just staying like in high spirits?
Don't panic. Never panic. Keep creators around you that's doing the same thing because we lift each other up. Like I said, me and Elle do pretty much the same things.
Mm-hmm.
We need each other because this imposter syndrome is something real. Stay true to your price as well. Like, it's gonna be times where people try to discredit you or shortchange you. Don't let that, like, I say don't let that influence your decision. Like, if somebody's budget is way lower than what you would like, you know, negotiate that. Like,
yeah,
maybe they can go up. I just recently did that where I set a price and they was like trying to argue me down. And at the end of it, they eventually paid it. Cause it's like, well, I guess you're not going to get no video then. So we both in square one.
Yeah.
And me, I don't care.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I need y'all to know that I don't care about your project as much as you do. The creative never going to care as much as you do because it's your project. This is your baby.
Exactly.
We just there to, you know what I'm saying, like make your vision come to life. So the way you treat us will affect how much we care about your project.
Yeah. I say that too. I say another thing that as you were saying all that, one is surround yourself with creatives, but then also don't be afraid to surround yourself with people who are better at you than something.
Oh, that's another one.
I remember making music when I first got here and I always would hang out with my homies DJ Berm One, my homie Walt Live and Go Ricky Go and Anna. And like they were like the 5 points Baker, where they're just creating music all the time. And like they were way better than I was. And I was like, but I used it as inspiration, like, bet, like I need to work on my shit, make sure I catch up to them. And you know, it just helps you like sharpen your craft.
Yep.
And so don't be afraid of that. Cause sometimes people, what happens is when they see someone who's better, they get kind of intimidated. And then maybe sometimes it'll go to their ego where they feel like, no, that dude's whack versus being like, you know what? I mean, we can help each other, you know?
Yeah, I don't really be around people that I feel like I'm like way better than.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
No, exactly. It's just like after a while, you kind of have like, you need people who are going to keep you like on your toes because it's going to help you just improve that much better.
Yep.
And y'all can learn from each other.
Yep.
Another thing I was going to say too is, don't be afraid of your price, as you were saying, but then also, creatives will have moments where people are going to try to argue them down on their price. But remember, like at the end of the day, you gotta remember, like, okay, whatever price you're gonna take, you have to ask yourself, like, am I gonna be happy with this, accepting this amount of money and doing this project?
Yeah.
Because if you ain't gonna be happy, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna end up in a bad mood, and just because you're scared of, I guess, of, like, you know, you feel like you got bills to pay. Because somebody else who's willing to pay that price will pay that price.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
Some. And in some occasions, they'll pay more than what you charge. So definitely ask what their budget is, because you could be charging $250 for something.
Mm-hmm.
Their budget is like $1,000. You know,
you better raise that price.
You already told them $250. So, oh yeah, yeah, we could do $250. Here exactly. You go. And you're like, oh,
I could have got more.
I got way more. That's happened to me too. Definitely.
Exactly. It's just learning moments, like. I think don't be afraid to learn from things that happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think everybody makes mistakes, but I would say most of the time it's just like for you to learn to, like, okay, but on the next time, it's going to be like this.
I make a lot of mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I'm telling you, don't be afraid of making mistakes or failure, because, you don't learn from that, you know?
It sucks learning from mistakes.
It does. Yeah. It does. We've all been there.
It's a part of it.
but I think that's where we're going to end it. Before we go... Once again, Man Play, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
So, thank you.
It's dope to talk. It's always good because I can tell myself I nerd out a little bit when you're talking to other videographer, photographers. You be talking about cameras
with the
and specs shit.
On the camera. Like, you about to get this camera, man.
You about to get this. God damn, bro. You know. And so it's real nerding out, and I enjoy it. Before we go, do you want to promote your social media one more time, where people can find you and everything?
Yeah. At Lmatic. No, but. at Plat Gamma on everything, just type in Plat Gamma. And working on the website, but that'll be on my, I will promote that as well. So yeah, I try to make it easy.
Exactly. Be on the lookout, because, and also go look, check out his skits on social media, because they're funny as hell on Instagram and everything. TikTok, make sure you follow him. Make sure you follow Afternoon Programming on Instagram at Afternoon Programming. And I finally created a TikTok for the podcast, because I want to post clips on there. Ooh, to smart. Keep pushing it.
Smart.
So follow me on Instagram and TikTok, Afternoon Programming. Excuse me, at Afternoon Programming. And appreciate everybody for listening and watching on YouTube if you're watching. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
For sure.
Peace.